Frank Fairfield live at the Pickathon. We are broadcasting music from the Tree Vine the first Saturday of every month. This is the Rachel and Justin show. And if you're interested in seeing more of Frank Fairfield, come out to the festival. He's playing again today at 2:30, one of the many stages out here at the Pickathon Festival, and tomorrow at 12:45. So a couple of other chances to see some of this great traditional music.
Frank, I'd like to know what your source was for that version of Poor Ellen Smith that had lyrics that I've never heard before.
I don't know. I just got pieces of
together from
things
from
other. I guess so. I've just heard a lot of people do that one. You just kind of find your own way to play it.
I just had never heard that lyric about the sheriffs and the bloodhounds gave me the rest. That's a nice.
I don't remember where I heard that one.
All right, cool.
It's the folk process in action.
Right here at the Pickathon.
Yeah.
I would like to once again encourage folks to come on out to the Pickathon. It's an absolutely beautiful location. It's just a lot of fun out here, and I love to see it. You know, and it's just a little bit after 9 right now. So if you feel like if you got up and got out here, you know, in the next hour or so, you could come and hang out down at the KBOO table and help watch the live show that we've got going on here. I'll just once again tell people we've got Frank Fairfield right now, we've got Larry Gillis coming up, and the Freight Hoppers, and Delia Lowe, and wow, we're really excited to have all these bands on the show. It's a dream come true for us every time we have great bands down here at the Pickathon, and you can come and see all these wonderful bands all weekend long. Bring your kids, bring your folks. It's a lot of fun down here. We'd love to see you.
Sustainability and environmental accountability are important parts of the Pickathon, which will come out, and you'll see they have a solar-powered stage. There's a lot of biofuel generators, and there's composting. There's environmentally friendly shade here. They really put their money where their mouth is on this festival. They're really doing a great job in making a sustainable, fun, family-friendly festival.
That's absolutely right. It's also a very pleasant location. You can see the mountains. It's really lovely here. We just want to let folks know that in addition to a remarkable amount of kid activities all day long, every day, there are lots of bands, some more traditional than others. I'll just highlight some of the more bluegrass and old-time bands that are going to be here, though, because I know that that's of interest to our listeners. Jack Straw will be here, the local, of course, and Foghorn String Band will be here. I'm particularly excited to see the Hackensaw Boys again. We saw them last year, and they were pretty much our favorite act of the festival last year. I'm really psyched to see them play again. The Town Mountain's going to be here. It's just, and of course, we've got Larry Gillis coming on the show momentarily, which is about as exciting as we could ask for it to be. David Greer and Mike Compton are going to be here. Just a terrific lineup of bluegrass and old time, and then a bunch of related music. There are Cajun bands, country bands, old blues bands. It's just it's really a great mix of music from all around the country. We'd love to hear another tune for you, Frank.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Do a little dance tune. This will be Black Eyed Susie.